yo, yo, what's good, fam? This is Von's Voice number 4, yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Hello, everyone. This is Von's Voice 4. There you heard me singing, and now you know why I don't have a professional singing career. Jokes all night, guys. Today I have nothing planned, so kind of been slacking this week. Didn't do anything to prepare for this. Usually I have some web pages up and some note cards that will guide me through the podcast, but today I have nothing, so just gonna go off the top of the dome. Gonna be a really short podcast, probably 5 to 10 minutes, but I thought I'd get something out for Von's Voice 4 for all the fans. Yeah. That was for you guys. All right, so this week in the NFL, or last week, I guess, this week I already had a game. Some good things, some bad things. The Giants lost again in pretty bad game. They got crushed by the Saints, if anyone missed it, on Monday night. It was an awful game to watch. Some positives, Eli played decent. Second half was really good. Defense is struggling, running game struggling, coaching staff struggling, and the Saints are good. So I think all they got to do is get all their injured guys back, get Bradshaw back, get Umanyora back, and we will beat the Green Bay Packers this week 24-20. Mark that down. Excuse me. That will be a victory that the Giants will have, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a Giants fan. I am saying that because I am a Giants fan. So, yep, Giants gonna get the win. Second things, Packers look really good as usual. Nothing really changed in the conferences. I think the Texans are gonna be struggling right now. With Matt Leinart now out for the season as well, and I think the Patriots will swoop in for that number one spot eventually, and they should take the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And that number one spot, AFC's looking real tough, probably. Yeah, Patriots, Steelers, Ravens, Texans all looking good. I don't know who's going to take it. If I had to pick right now, I'd still say the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl just because of Tom Brady and that high-powered offense. And I think their defense always seems to figure it out come end of season and playoff time. So I think it's going to be the Patriots out of the NFC, out of the AFC, sorry. And out of the NFC, I think it'll be the Giants if they make the playoffs. But let's just say they don't make the playoffs. And I would have to pick, of course, I would have to go with either the Green Bay Packers, or I'm going to do a little wild card here, and I can't do it. It'll either be the Packers, Saints, or the 49ers in that order. I think those three teams are really good teams, and one of those three should be representing in the NFC, from the NFC, if not the Giants. So that's my prediction. Super Bowl is going to be either Patriots, Giants, or Patriots, Packers, Steelers, Packers, 49ers, Saints. So that's kind of my playoff prediction. Moving on, one of the biggest topics is the NBA is back. If everyone's probably knows, it's headlining everywhere. Some great Christmas games. I think it's Heat and Mavericks rematch. The Mavericks are actually not getting their rings because Mark Cuban wants to do this cool thing, and he wants Dirk and Jason Terry and Jason Kidd and all those guys to come out and pick out their rings themselves. So pick out the designs and stuff, which is actually going to be a pretty cool deal, I think. So they're not going to get their rings, if you haven't heard, but they will show the banner. And I'm kind of afraid because I think the Heat are just going to stomp the Mavericks. I mean, it's the first game. The Heat are all back. They're hungry. The Mavericks probably will be hanging out a little bit, just chilling. It's the first game of the season. I mean, I know it's Christmas. It's a big game, but still, it's not that important right now. It's only 1 of 66 games. But I think the Heat are going to take it personally, especially after seeing the banner and everything being hung up. So be ready for a little Mavericks beatdown, but I won't sweat it. I think they'll easily bounce back. They'll be in the playoffs again, and they'll make another run for it. Read some news. I think Peja will be signing back. He said he had no plans of retiring, so this one's for Peja. Great job, Peja. Great playoffs last year. If you guys know, pretty much helped a big part of beating the Lakers, which was amazing. Didn't play much in the finals, which was really sad to see, but he would have gone. I totally butchered that, but he would have to guard LeBron James, is what I'm trying to say, and that would not have been pretty by any means. So I can see why Rick Carlisle didn't put him in. On a second note, though, hopefully this season he'll still keep producing, won't be dragged around by injuries, and won't be taken out of the playoffs, and won't be hurt throughout the year, and hopefully he can play well, and they can win another ring for him, because that would be really awesome. Another awesome thing that I'm waiting to see is the Timberwolves planning on making a Christmas break trip. That's Christmas break's coming up for college, so I'll be at home, but I'm planning on making a trip to Minneapolis. Watch the T-Wolves, one of my favorite coaches, Rick Adelman from the old Sacramento days. I think it'll be a really good fit because he can handle that kind of like Vlade Divac, that type of player that they have there in Darko Milicic and Pekovic. And I think that will suit him really well. And I think the Timberwolves will have a really big spike in games won this season. Even with the shortened season, I think they'll still win a significant more amount of games than they did last season. And I'm really excited to watch the team. I think Rubio will play really well. Doesn't really show much in the numbers, but I think he will once he comes to the NBA. It's a different style than Europe, and I think he'll be a very good little young player for them. And hopefully they'll do big things. I'm not saying playoffs, but I think they'll actually be right up there, and maybe not even in contention, but still kind of middle towards the top of the pack. And I think they're going to be really fun to watch, hopefully rejuvenate the Minneapolis basketball scene, and hopefully a lot more people will go out and watch, because in the past I know people have not came out to the game. So everyone, if you're listening and you're in the Minneapolis area, go watch the Timberwolves. They should be good this year, and they're looking promising, and I hope they'll improve a lot from last year. And that's that. Some more NBA news. I think the Knicks and the Celtics play, if I'm correct, and then the Thunder play Orlando, and then there's Clippers Warriors, I believe, and then it's Lakers against the Bulls, if I'm correct. I'm not really sure, because obviously I told you I don't have anything here, but a huge slate of games. It's gonna be really fun to watch. Can't wait for the opener. Always fun just sit down with your family and watch some NBA basketball, even if you're not a big fan. I know first couple of three quarters are boring, the fourth quarter is where it gets exciting if it's close, but I think it should be an exciting year for basketball. And last year was really exciting. I think a lot more people came on board with the NBA scene. And I think this year it's just going to keep improving. And hopefully a lot more people will watch the NBA, because there's a lot of good talent and a lot of new those superstar, quote-unquote, type teams where players are coming together. And speaking on that note, Chris Paul is having a lot of action. He's been rumored that he was requesting to go to New York, but New York they don't have the pieces to trade for him. Then he was rumored to go to Boston, but he said he wouldn't sign long-term with Boston, and it's kind of where he sits. I have heard rumors that he might go to the Warriors in a deal with Stephen Curry, so that would be really interesting, kind of rejuvenate them, but I don't know if that's better than the Knicks. I think the Knicks would be a great fit for him, but I'm not a big believer, especially after seeing last season in the quote-unquote big three and trying to get as many superstars together, because I think basketball is truly a team sport. Yes, one person can win you certain games, but he needs the support from the other teams or from the other players, and that's why I don't think that team's even going to do good. Although I do think that if the Mavs don't win this season, I definitely think it'll be the Heat that are going to win it, because even with their quote-unquote big three, their big three is just, it's unreal, because you have LeBron, Bosh, and Wade, and all three great defenders, all three great scorers. LeBron's a great passer. Some like to compare him to the likes of like a Magic Johnson type player where he can create and stuff. Not that good at shooting yet, but he can still create and he can definitely dominate in certain games. So, and Bosch is really physical. Well, he wasn't physical until the playoffs, but he's now a really physical type player. So hopefully that'll show up this season. I think the Heat are going to be really good this season. And they will probably be in the finals again, if not winning the finals. Another player that's rumored is Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard has been rumored to go to, what was it? He was rumored to go to, I've heard Lakers, I've heard Nets, I've heard many things, but I did hear that Deron Williams is not signing back with the New Jersey Nets or Brooklyn Nets coming up, and I think he's actually going to free agency after this year, so that could be another reason why Dwight Howard doesn't want to sign. But I could definitely see him as a fit for the Lakers. I mean, if they could get Bynum, even if they traded Bynum and Gasol, I still think Kobe and like Shannon Brown, like Ron Artest and Lamar Odom and D. Fish and Howard would be definitely, if that trade happened, definitely I'd predict them in the Western Conference Finals, probably the number one seed. That'd be a dynamic force because I feel like Kobe knows how to play with those big centers such as like Shaq and stuff. Although Shaq, in my opinion, is not in any league, or Dwight Howard is not in Shaq's league at all. Shaq was an extremely dominating force. I think Howard is as well, but I do not believe that he's as good as or even close to Shaq. So, but I still think Kobe would give it one more run in his young or in his old age. I did hear he is, this is what I heard from Jay Bound, shout out. So I did hear that after Kobe, if no one's unfamiliar, he did have a knee surgery in Germany this past offseason. And I guess he's jumping as high as he used to do in his old days. And he's like rejuvenated, and some from that surgery just sparked something within him and it healed him, I guess. So I think if they got Dwight Howard, that would be one of the top teams to watch. And, you know, LA is a huge basketball city. So if Dwight Howard was to go there, all the fans would just go crazy and it'd be an awesome atmosphere. But speaking of LA, Chris Paul was also rumored to go to LA, but to the LA Clippers. Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and Eric Gordon, that would be a great, great combo. I think if that were to happen, that would be one of the best offseason moves, and I could actually see the Clippers making it pretty far in the playoffs with that those three players. Moving on to some random things. I want to give a shout out to some people of the Chive. Again, a quick shout out. You guys, if anyone from the Chive listens to this, which I know no one does because like no one listens to this, but shout out to everyone who does. Chive needs to get their shirts back in stock because I'm trying to buy a Chive shirt. If you don't know, go to Chive, ChIVE.com, the Chive in front of Chive. It's the, but thechive.com, it is awesome. Great website. It has some funny pictures. It's just like a picture gallery site with sometimes they have like GIFs, which are like little video type things. And great site. But their shirts are out of stock. And I assume that's because of the Christmas season. And I really want a Chive shirt. I know Justin has a Chive shirt. Justin Bentis, shout out to you. Great Chive shirt. It looks awesome. I really want a Bill Murray Chive shirt. If you don't know, it's just a black shirt with Bill Murray's face on it, looking all mean and hard. It's awesome. Really want one of those shirts, but they're out of stock. So Chive, please get your shirts back. Another random but awesome story to talk about. This past week, I was walking through one of our buildings looking for this group that I'm in. And when some lady just stopped me and she goes, sir, do you happen to have, like, a spare dollar? And of course, I did, and I thought about it, and I was like, all right, it's a dollar or whatever. So I give her the dollar, and That wasn't the weird part. The weird part is that she turns around, looks at me in the face, and goes, "It'll come back to you," in a really low voice. If you didn't hear that, it was, "It will come back to you," in a really low voice. Scared the crap out of me, and she was kind of a creepy-looking lady. No offense to you, lady, but you were. And that kind of scared me, but I'm happy I did it. I mean, it hasn't obviously come back to me. I think she means that some good gesture will happen to me, so I'm hoping something happens. But shout out to that lady, because you're awesome, and thank you for giving me that weird quote that I don't know what to take of that, but I'll take it. And in the tone you put it, I was kind of scared with the tone that she was talking about, but I'll take it, I guess, and I'll be generous to give anyone a dollar that wants a dollar. But anyways, so we'll move on to the heroes of the week, because I'm really making this one short. Not even going to be 20 minutes. I don't really have anything planned. So heroes of the week, didn't have anything planned, but we're going to go. I've given it to this guy plenty of times, and he's going to get the number three this week, Tim Tebow, another great win. Tim Tebow should win this week against the Vikings. Vikings have a good D, but Tim Tebow wins 6-1 would be insane. I got to give a shout out to Alex Ryan, because he hates Tim Tebow, which no one knows why. I think he's just randomly giving out random reasons to why he hates Tim Tebow, but I think he just hates him because everyone likes him, but everyone doesn't like him, so I don't know why he hates him. But there's my logic for that. So Tim Tebow, you get to number three. Number two is going to go to, didn't plan this out. So number two is going to go to Matt Herbert. Matt Herbert, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. He is at his formal right now. He's in a fraternity and it's at his formal. He's my roommate. Matt Herbert, shout out to you. You're awesome. Keep doing your thing. Formaling it up. Yeah, yeah. Chicka, chicka, what, what. All right. And number one. That was a little beat for number one. Number one is, I have no idea who number one is. The long pause. No idea for number one. Trying to come up with something. I'm going to go on the internet right now and on Yahoo. And the first person in their trending topics is number one. And it is Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla, you are number one because, see here, it says, it says, podcasting sensation. That's kind of ironic. Adam Carolla turns show into, and then you have to click to see more, but I'm not going to click. Adam Carolla, you guys can check that out if you want. He has turned something into something. So you're number one. Great job, Adam Carolla. And that is Heroes of the Week. We had Tim Tebow, Matt Herbert, and Adam Carolla. Heroes of the Week. Weird Heroes of the Week. Sorry, guys. This one was so bad. This next Tuesday, I will have an actual one. Everything planned out. If you guys like this random freestyle of just talking randomly, let me know too. No one really lets me know anything, but yeah, I can tell by the number of views. So everyone that's listening, thank you so much for listening. This is Von's Voice number four, or five? I think it's four. Von's Voice four. Look out for number five next week. Christmas break coming up. Get your grades up. Get good grades, study for finals, do everything you can if you're in college. If not, enjoy work and enjoy everything else in your life. Have a good night, everyone. And this is my official sing-off to sing you off, because I sung in to sing you in, to single you in. Something. All right, here's my official sing-off. See you later, everybody.